Hello, I'm Shamarlin, and welcome to the show Crossing Boundaries on YATS Philadelphia. Today, I'm bringing you the story of my uncle, who grew up in a Christian home, and I mean a real hardcore Christian home. And through some soul searching later on in his life, he became a Muslim. Shocked? I know I am. His mom was an evangelist and his dad a pastor. His whole life was turned upside down with one little visit to a mosque in Egypt and his encounter with Muhammad al-Hassan Ali. Unfortunately, I could not have him live on the show. I know. So I had to interview him over the phone, write it down, and have his sister read it for him. This is going to be an interesting show since her sister is going to describe the family's reaction to his decision and her own personal thoughts. Come on, let's dig in. Since you grew up in a hardcore Christian family, were you baptized at an early age? What was that like for you?
Yes, at a very, very early age, 13 to be exact, on the 15th of December, 1970. I remember that day 2 weeks before my 13th birthday when my dad called me into his study and said, "Son, your birthday is coming up, and what better way to celebrate becoming a teenager than being baptized on the same day, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior?" I mean, he was a pastor, so I expected that of him.
How did getting baptized at such an early age impact your life? How did it make you feel?
The underlying problem was that this was a decision that was made for me by my father. Being baptized came with so much responsibility. Responsibility that I was not ready for. I just wanted to be a regular teenager who had to worry about living a regular teenage life. I did not feel like giving up my life to God. I was so young and there were things that I wanted to experience. Things that I could not do because I was baptized. I was not in control of my life anymore. I did not have any freedom. Literally, my dad was the one who controlled my life, and he did not give a damn about any of my input.
Would you say that you lost a piece of your identity?
Of course I did. No doubt about that. This happens when you feel like an empty shell or like a puppet with somebody else pulling the strings. I lost a piece of my identity because at that early age, I felt like I did not know what was going to become of my life. That was a thought that was constantly in the back of my head. I felt that I was living somebody else's life.
Were you ever thinking of a way to escape this life, to get away from your father?
Yeah, the first idea that came to mind was running away, but that did not spell much sense. So instead, I hatched a more logical plan. It involved waiting until I finished high school, but it worked. During high school, I worked very hard so I could get into the University of the West Indies and be far away from my dad and his Christian home. I got into the university and boarded on campus. Free at last, oh free at last. This university was not only the place where I got my first touch of freedom, but it also changed my entire life with one little visit to a foreign country.
Tell us about this little trip of yours.
At the University of the West Indies, I majored in political science and my class was invited to a seminar funded by the UN at the Cairo University in Egypt. Man, I was so excited. This was my first time visiting a foreign country. So while we were in Cairo for the seminar, we visited different places and famous tourists sites around the capital.
So, you saw the pyramids?
Yes, I did. But my most memorable visit was to a mosque. I really can't remember the name, but this visit set me on a path of discovery into the Islam religion. This was where I met Muhammad al-Hassan Ali. It took me a while to get it right. He was an Islamic teacher at the mosque. He was in one of his classrooms when he waved me over and began to question me.
So, you guys began to talk?
Yeah, he said he wanted to teach me about the one and only true religion, Islam. So over the next 2 weeks that I was in Cairo, I visited Mohab every single day, and he taught me about the Islam religion. All of the history, culture, great founders, and how it has transformed and evolved throughout its existence.
Did you feel that you were betraying Christianity?
Nope. No guilt. I did not feel like I was betraying Christianity. I did not even see myself as a Christian in the first place because I did not choose to become a Christian. It was only something that was forced upon me by my father, and it was only something that I put up with for most of my teenage life since I did not have a chance. But then, right then and there, my father was not there to tell me what to do. So I went to those classes. A part of me also felt like I did it out of spite for my father. I wanted to show him that I was in control of my life now and I could do what I want.
Did you become a Muslim while you're in Cairo?
No, but the thought was in my head. Those classes planted a seed inside my head that germinated when I went back home. From reading the Quran on my own and everything that I learned from Mohab, I began to develop an interest in Islam. I wanted to learn more and more about it and often spent my whole afternoons and nights reading the Quran. I soon began to believe in what I was reading and felt a spiritual connection to the sacred text. I found myself through this religion because of the journey and because I knew that I had finally chosen the religion that I wanted and the one that was right for me.
How did converting to Islam influence your life? How did it make you feel? What lessons did you learn?
This was the best decision that I ever made. I couldn't be a happier person today. I can't imagine my life without Allah. This decision boosted my self-confidence and my pride. It showed me how important freedom is and what it's like to make decisions for myself. It taught me that I should not make other people control my life. It is not about what they want. It is about what I want. I should always follow my own path of discovery. This decision that I made decades ago still impacts the relationship that I have with my son today. I never try to force him to do something that he does not want or even make major life-changing decisions for him. I only wish that my own dad had learned that. A human being has the right to choose.
Man, I can only imagine your family's response to the decision you made.
I will leave that part to my sister. She was there. I can only tell you it was not a happily ever after moment.
I can't wait to hear the other side of the story. Thank you so much for being on the show and telling your story.
No problem. It was my pleasure to be here and to share my story with you and the rest of your class.
Hello, Vivian, and welcome to the show. It is a pleasure to have you here with us.
Thank you.
So, we have heard your brother's side of the story. Now we want to get an idea of how the family took the news. What did they have to say about it? I have a couple of questions.
Sure. Apps away.
Okay. How did you find out that your brother converted to Islam?
He came home from university during Christmas break and we were having a family dinner. Everyone was sitting at the table, talking, laughing, you know, having a good time. Then Aaron was like, "I have a story to tell you guys." Yeah. So he began to tell us about his trip to Cairo and all the places he visited. He said that he found in himself during this trip a part of him that was missing throughout his life. So I was like, good for you. Then he said, I know some of you are going to hate me for this, but I am a Muslim.
So, what was the atmosphere in the room like after he said this?
At first, the whole room was quiet, but all of a sudden, my dad got up from the table and made after Aaron. Aaron ran out to the door, and we had to hold dad back. We were all shocked. No one would have ever thought that he would become a Muslim. Not that we had anything against Muslim. It's because he was a Christian for most of his life. It was because he never missed church on Sundays. And most important of all, he was baptized.
How did the other people in the family take the news?
Let me start out with our mom. She really did not have a problem with Aaron's decision because he was always her favorite. So it did not affect their relationship. However, Mom could never openly say so because Dad would get so upset. The other family members did not even care that much. They were surprised, but they did not hold any grudge. Aaron was a big man, and he was allowed to choose what he wanted to do with his life. They lived their lives, and he lived his. Aaron was always respectful to everyone in the household, so they did not have any problem with him. Dad was the only one who took the news to heart. Maybe it was because, you know, he was a pastor.
Pastor.
And he took the issue of church and religion extra seriously.
What about you? How did you feel? I noticed that you've been talking about everyone else except for yourself.
Me? I support him, yeah, because it is his life. If he wanted to become a follower of every religion of the world, I could not hate him for that, nor should anyone else. But at the same time, I think that Aaron should have told his father that he did not want to be a part of Christianity. He should have told his father that he did not want to get baptized. At least by then, Dad would have known and when he would have stopped. If Aaron had told him that, he would not be taking it so hard now. Maybe he would have expected it. Since Aaron did not speak up, he thought that he was doing the right thing.
So, they both share some of the blame, right?
Yeah, they do. But they are both too stubborn to admit that they are both wrong.
But your dad is a traditional man. He wants his kids to follow in his footsteps.
Parents need to know that their children will not always want to follow in their footsteps. If they want to follow in their footsteps, yeah, that's great, but they cannot force them to do so. I believe that people should have the right to choose their goal and do what they want with their lives. There is always going to be a person who does not want to follow traditions. My brother is a great example.
Thank you for being a part of today's show, and I hope that you will be able to join us again pretty soon.
No problem. Thank you, too.
All right. See you.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And remember, we will have another awesome show for you next week. I hope that you have taken something away from today's show, something that you can apply to your own life. I also hope that you have connected to today's show on an intellectual and emotional level. Until next time, stay safe and take care.